Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Adrian Puren, Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Thank you for saving us from ourselves. Let's talk about this COVID-19 variant, the C.1.2. What do we know so far?
Well, very little, Howard, I think, in terms of rational conversation, because I know that there's been a heady onrush to understand a bit more about this particular variant. So for South Africa, it's a variant of interest. But of course, for WHO, it's just under observation. And that means that we've noted the variant. This particular variant has what they call a constellation of mutations that we've seen in variants of interest and variants of concern, meaning that the mutations lead one to think that there should be an increase in transmissibility, as well as potential immune evasion. And until that data comes through, Howard, I'm afraid we simply have to say that we've noted this variant in circulation. It's still a small proportion of the variants that we're observing, but it certainly is now seen in, I think, most of the provinces, and the proportion of the total number of variants is about, I think 2 to 3%. So Delta is still the dominant variant in circulation.
Right. So is it something that we need to be concerned about? I mean, obviously, it's your job to be concerned. How concerned do we need to be? Will you tell us when we need to worry?
Yes, I think that's the whole point. I think the point is that we want to make you aware, so that we can have a rational conversation that there is this variant. These are the mutations that we're observing. But at this point, we don't really need to be in a panicked situation. The Delta is still the dominant variant in circulation in South Africa. And we are not really out of the third wave. So I think we've got other things to really be concerned about at this particular point. I think also the rationale behind alerting the public is also, I think that when we made comment about the Delta variant, I got a sense that within the press and in the public, maybe we didn't do as much in terms of really saying this is a really important variant. We really need to be concerned. We really need to make sure that we do the follow-up and track and trace to the extent possibly that we should have.
I saw figures that we've now reached 25% of our adult population having at least received one COVID-19 vaccine. That's really good news. I mean, I know we lag behind other countries, but it really is good news. Is 25% an important milestone?
I think it is important, yes. And I think just emphasizes, coming back to this whole point about the variant, that the greater the numbers that we can vaccinate, the better our control around variants will be in South Africa. And of course, that applies worldwide, of course, since it's not South Africa. But, you know, the more people we are able to vaccinate. And again, I know we had this magical figure of 67%. In terms of circle discussion around herd immunity, but those numbers are probably higher given what we're seeing currently with, for example, Delta, and given the efficacy of these particular vaccines in the context of these particular variants.
All right. So it is a good news. How are we looking in terms of recommending for under 18s, 12 to 18 year olds?
So again, I think that we can have that discussion. I know that some countries are probably going to be introducing the vaccine, probably is Israel and I think the UK, to the extent is the United States. But you can see that the discussion there are not clear cut. And that's primarily because we don't really fully understand what the value is of adding the vaccine to those particular age groups. And I think for South Africa and many other countries that, as you said, we're lagging behind, I think it's still really critical that we really focus on our adult population. And even though we are reaching those numbers of 25%, what is really critical and what we don't have in terms of information is what proportion of adults in specific age categories, let's say above 50 or 55, are being vaccinated. Because if we're missing those, then I think a fourth resurgence may still mean that we're going to have higher numbers in that category that will end up in our hospitals. The idea is that we need to prevent that from happening. So that's those are the types of age categories that we really need to be focusing on, rather than the less than 18 year olds.
All right, and that's where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us, Professor Adrian Puren, Acting Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases.